warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler, though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth, from a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch What Crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens, crappens,
crappens. Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a spoof of Roni that's available on YouTube. Go check it out. And joining me is one of the hosts of the hilarious podcast, Rose Prick's Bachelor Roast podcast. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing today?
Good. I love a Monday. Who doesn't?
Who does not love a Monday? I mean, seriously.
I actually do.
Really?
This is a really, well, sometimes I do love Monday because Monday's a really busy one. And so I just get to do this like all day. And this is really fun. Okay. Wow. Just sit around and laugh about things. So
what a great spin.
I don't have so many endless hours to fill on real life.
I know.
Other days. I love
like
work
being busy.
I'm a worker.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been a very fun Monday for me because I heard Can't Touch This on the radio. Who would have thought? But also,
God, Eminem comes back for the Oscars, and now just everybody's going crazy. You know, it's like, hey,
back.
let's just shoot Eminem out the floor. Why not?
Yeah. So you guys, we are taking our show on the road next week to Kansas City. Actually, it's really Lawrence fucking Kansas, which is just a little bit outside of Kansas City, and also to Omaha. Here is our announcement. We will be doing Real Housewives of New Jersey in Lawrence fucking Kansas, and we will be doing Summer House in Omaha. So that's going to be New Jersey and Summerhouse in Kansas. In Kansas and Nebraska, basically. So go to watchercrappins.com to get your tickets. They're going to be super fun shows. They always are. Also, these are two shows that are absolutely a blast for us to recap. So I think we're all going to have a great time. Come join us. If you're worried about coming solo, don't worry about it. We had a bunch of people just this past weekend in New Orleans and Hoover who told us that they came alone and that they made friends. It happens all the time. It'll be great. So watchercrappins.com to get tickets for that. And then just a reminder that we have some huge, huge shows. Two of the biggest theaters we've ever done, D.C. and in Boston. Boston's at the Wilbur, which is iconic. So we still have tickets available for those. So go to watchercrappins.com for those. It'll be so fun. And today, talk about iconic, Ronnie. We have Shaz of Sunset back. After like a year-long break, the Shaz are back.
Iconic. Shaz doesn't really work into the word iconic.
I like that. Shaz-getable.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't really work with that. But it is back. Listen, Shaz is one of those shows. It features just some of the worst people on television, okay? Well, at least a couple of them. I mean, Reza. Wow. Reza's back in full force. And it looks like we're going to try and flip the script a little bit this year and actually try to ruin Reza's life, because usually it's Reza who's coming on and trying to ruin everybody else's life. So it looks like they're coming at him on the offense this year. Mm-mm. And I doubt it's going to work, because
I don't believe it.
I have a conspiracy theory.
I have a Ronnie Karam conspiracy theory.
Oh, good. I love it.
I think he's in on all this, and I think that he wants to look like the victim, because he's sick and tired of people always saying that Reza fucks over his friends, because that's what everyone says all the time. Everyone knows it, so I think he wants to be the one to look like the victim instead of, because Adam, every season, Adam is like the battered wife, right? And I think this season he wants to be the battered wife. Well, not to say that callously, but that Reza wants to be the one that's like, no, it's not just me. I'm the one who has a hard time in this marriage. I believe that something is fishy to me. Very, very fishy.
Yeah, because now, look, the reunion was... This show all happened a long time ago, right? Doesn't it feel like it's been forever?
Yeah, it's been like almost a year and a half.
Yeah, so it's been a long time since this show's been on. So some things are going to be fuzzy in my head. Sorry, everybody, but that's just how my brain is, okay? I'm old. But did they say they were in an open relationship at that reunion, or did they say they were not in an open relationship? Because I remember asked them. Andy asked them.
I honestly don't remember.
But I think the rest of the world kind of knows that they're in an open, like, it didn't sound shocking to me, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's just an open relationship, and Adam was doing, you know, something fun while Reza was out of town, and it's really not that big of a deal. But then this other thirsty queen is going to come on and try and get a housewife spot.
Basically. Yeah, exactly. But that being said, last season of Shaz, I did not love. I felt like it sort of didn't have a core. It just to me, it was going through the motions, and I really struggled. But this episode, I thought it was super funny and fun. I was like, is Shaz back? Because I used to love Shaz of Sunset. So I'm cautiously optimistic that we are going to be having a Shaz revival, much as we've seen on Atlanta and New Jersey and somewhere else. I don't know where, but you guys can figure it out.
So here we are, back again. This episode is titled Naked, Jenga, and Afraid.
I see what they did clever. There. Very clever.
So we start off with MJ being asked by a producer, what is it that holds you guys together? And she's like, dysfunctional love, dude. And then we get clips of MJ and Reza's amazing relationship trying to ruin lives together. They didn't cut in that scene where Reza was trying to ruin MJ's life, because that was a big one. Remember? That was season three or something. I think it was
season two or three. Yeah, I think it was season three.
Where he teamed up with Asa.
And Lily Golici.
Yes.
And then didn't invite MJ to that party, and then was like, everyone that I love is here, and there's no one here that there's no one who's not here who I love, or something like that. He basically, yes. The answer is yes, Ronnie.
Yes. So they left that out. But then we get them, you know, just having the most fun relationship. It's like Lucy Dethel.
Yeah, and a lot of things like, me and you, we're not just friends. We're family. We're family to family. At the end of the day, we may fight. We may fight like a motherfucker. But you know what? We're family. It's like that weird sort of like band-aid that they say to each other to tell themselves that everything's okay.
Yeah, it's always bullshit. Like
totally crumbling.
Yeah, and like, we're not family. We work in an Applebee's together. You know what I mean? Because that's what people say when you're waiting tables. It's like, guys, I know that we had some rough times last night. It was a rough night, but you know what? We're family, and we're going to get through this night together. It's like, no, we're not a family. The chef threw a pan at my head. Okay, yeah. Like, he's thrown knives at me before. So no, we're not a family. You're just some dicks who pay me $2 an hour plus tips. Yeah. Thanks.
It's basically like going into Olive Garden and believing that their slogan is true. When you're here, you're family. Oh my God, I had no idea I had all these family members. Wow.
Yeah.
This is great. What a great, what a great thing to learn on this Thursday. I thought I was just getting dinner, but it turns out I actually have a whole family I didn't know about.
If you had said to me, Reza, you will be enemies with MJ, her husband will vandalize your property, I would have bet you 10 grand that was not true. Time to double that money.
Yeah, and then we see that's like intercut with footage of Reza on Instagram Live saying, MJ, you are vile. You are vile. And then we see like ring camera footage of Tommy throwing pots around the backyard, which... Mm-hmm. To me, it was sort of funny, but then seeing in this episode how hard they had to work to make their crabgrass look semi-presentable, I get it. I get why they're so devastated.
Yeah, he better not have messed up those butterfly cocoon things or the butterfly eggs, because that was like the best part of the episode.
Yes. It was butterfly genocide.
Yeah, so it's like 4 weeks earlier. Dun, dun, dun. Adam with a weed whacker. So we're now, Adam and Reza are now in their new house, and it basically looks exactly like you would think it would look. Like,
yep.
Wow. It is like,
patterns,
I don't even know.
Patterns, on patterns.
Yeah. It's it's a lot of gold and a lot of mis-sized things kind of squeezed together.
It's aggressive. It's like, it's the equivalent of reading a paragraph and every word is in a different font and you're like, it's like, it feels like a ransom letter, but it's not even as interesting as that.
And it's trying to be like open concept, but it's like a clogged artery, basically.
It is.
Know, it's just a mess. Like, there's too much. The furniture's too big. Nothing fits in there. Everything's good. It's just like a heart attack. It's heart attack design. Clogged artery design.
That is great. I just wrote down hideous open concept. There's also this weird red sideboard or credenza in the dining room that has these circles on it. And it looks like there are three washing machines lined up in the dining room. It just really bothered me. Also, what bothered me was that Adam was weed whacking his lawn. Get a mower. You don't use a weed whacker.
Adam, you dumbass. Those are like literally for weeds, stupid. That's why it's called a weed whacker.
Yeah, it's not for like trimming your lawn. It's for like finding those random ass weeds in the corner. Like, that was
Why
really bothering me.
Why is it taking so long? Why is it taking so long?
Literally, you don't even have to get like a full fledged lawnmower. Just get one of those things, like two wheels with like the blades, and just push it around like an analog lawnmower, you know?
Shit, at this point, put a Roomba out there, it would be doing better than what you're doing.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing with that weed whacker?
So then Reza comes outside to quote unquote help, and he's wearing short shorts because he's lost, you know, 5 pounds. And that's his thing on Twitter or Instagram. Hashtag a bitch lost 50 pounds. Hashtag a bitch can't complain.
You can always complain, by the way. In fact, losing weight is when you complain the most.
Yeah. Well,
let's be honest.
That's when I do it. That's for sure. I'm starving. Yeah.
I mean, does anyone remember when I was on keto? Remember how bitchy I was then? I guess
you weren't.
I'm so bitchy.
Yeah,
I was
you
bitchy.
Weren't.
I had, maybe I, you know, you're very kind, Ronnie, but when my
keto rage would kick in. Oh, we all know that's a lie. You see, look at Ben eating again, just lying now, just constantly openly
when
lying.
When I eat, I lie. When I do keto, I complain.
Yeah. So Reza is, you know, all about his 50 pounds of stuff, which, you know, good for you.
Yeah.
So Adam's like, you need more clothes, honey. Like, you can't wear that. So then Adam's like, here's how you do this. I'm like, it's a weed whacker. So it's like the blind leading the blind, right? So then they start bickering.
I'm sorry. And I also, like, I understand a lawn. Lawn, there's a science to making a good lawn, okay? Lawns don't just happen. But it's also just very strange to me. This is going to be super judgy. I'm just giving you a warning. This is Ben being as judgy as possible, but I can't help it because I'm watching it. And that's what this podcast is about. You watch this shit on TV and you're sitting on the couch and it's about the thoughts that go through your head. And this is the thought that goes through my head.
Who are you apologizing to?
I'm doing a wind-up.
What the fuck do you think these people are listening to? Okay, I'll be quiet.
Because sometimes I get self-conscious. Like, I'm like, man,
yeah, well, don't.
Awful.
That's silly. What are you apologizing for? That's what they're here for, okay?
I just feel like that patchy-ass lawn, it was like dirt and like a few craggly grass and strange flat leaves. It's just like a shitty lawn. We've all seen them. It's happened to all of us, by the way. It's a shitty ass lawn. And I'm like, why are, like, don't show me your Hermes throw on your bed and then have that shitty ass lawn. Okay? Like, you're rich. Hire a landscaper to come in for an afternoon and put in the grass and then be done with it. And like
when people do that. They're like, you know what, guess what? Xeriscape.
Yeah, yes, Xeriscape, seriously. And this is not me being Jennifer Aiden, being like, you're stingy, you know? Because that's different than saying, like, just, can you take care of your shit? Like, stingy means it has a whole other level of connotation. So I'm not Jennifer Aiden, but I do think, dude, get that. You can buy those tracts of grass, right?
LOL that you're apologizing for saying somebody should hire a landscaper.
No, because I really don't want to be Jennifer Aiden. That's why. I don't want to be Jennifer Aiden. I want to say, listen, you're on TV. Fucking put in the grass. But I'm not going to say he's stingy because that's more of a value judgment. For me, it's more like, we have to watch you, so we don't want to watch bad grass.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's my judgy moment.
Love it. I was here for it. So
I couldn't tell if you were just like, oh, here's Ben talking himself into a hole, or if you were being a true.
Well, I was waiting for a hole, but there was no hole. It was just like, they really need a landscaper.
The lawn is an actual hole. A hell hole.
You would never make it in my family, basically. Like, that's just how we talk. They're like, oh my God, your house looks disgusting. Get it together.
Long story short, get a landscaper who at least understands the concept of a lawnmower.
So Adam, they start bickering about, you know, weed whacking, basically, because they're Adam and Reza, you know? Mm-hmm. And so Reza's telling us, we're doing so much better now. We are doing so much better. If you asked me, things could not be better. Which I think really does lend evidence to your theory that he's just saying that shit to us. But meanwhile, he's like totally being a dick to Adam behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm sure things could never be better. I know one way that things could be better, that you had that $500,000 back they invested in a shampoo we've never seen.
Yeah, and you know what else would make things look better? Jogging pants. Please, sir. Please. Congratulations on your weight loss. Please get a robe. Thanks.
You know what would have made things better? A lawn.
Lawn grass.
Grass.
Grass would have made things better, okay?
Go to Home Depot and buy those things. And we've seen too much HGTV to let this shit happen. We cannot have Home by Bravo and then have our stars with this sort of dirt patch. No.
Yes, the backyard is a disaster, but we're going to throw a fucking party.
Yeah. So they are putting together a guest list for their housewarming party. MJ's not going to be there because she's on bed rest. It's like, at this point, she's now 36 weeks pregnant. So this is, I'm not even going to surmise when the timeline is. But yeah, she's not going to be there.
I've learned from Housewives not to count months that people are pregnant or weeks that people are pregnant, because Phaedra just turned that math right on its head.
She did. She really did.
So they're making a guest list, and Gigi's not on it. And Adam's like, well, why wouldn't Gigi be on the list? And Rez is like, well, because, you know, we had a huge fight at the reunion, and you know, that's it. But I'm not going to be one of those bitchy queens who's like, Gigi hasn't been that nice to me, so I'm not going to invite her to my party. I'll invite her and then ruin her fucking life even more, because bitch be bitch, bitch, okay? Girl, bitch. That's a person.
Yeah, I love Reza saying he's not gonna be one of those bitchy queens. He's not gonna invite someone because someone has not been nice to him. I'm like, have you seen the last seven seasons of your show? That's the entire show. Remember Asa? Remember MJ on alternate seasons. Remember Lily Golichi at certain points? Remember any human being?
Yeah. Hi, it's reality. You are that fucking
Mike
queen.
Mike Shoehead on, you know, number on years every that end with four. We're divisible.
And six. Years. Any even numbered year.
Any leap year, Mike is on the outs.
And then Reza texts Gigi and he's like, "Dear Hood Rat." And Adam's like, "Honey, don't say that." So then we go over to Gigi, who's sitting with her friend Yasmin, or Yasmin.
Who I think was once a passenger in my Uber, guys. Yeah, let that sink in. I know that because I remember picking up a girl in Beverly Hills, and I took her to an apartment building in Westwood, and Gigi was waiting there, and I was like, "Oh, look, it's Gigi from Shaw's of Sunset." And she was like, "Yeah, that's my best friend." So I feel like I drove Yasmin somewhere. So kind of insider information.
Oh, so Yasmin's trying to coach her. She's like, "Well, if you go to this party, you just need to be cordial. You need to be patient." And then Gigi tells us that she's so blindsided by everybody. She was blindsided because she was... What was he suing her for? The ring, right? Wasn't he suing her to get the ring back or something?
The ring. Oh, Shalom. Oh,
Shalom. Yeah. She's being sued by Shalom because of shit that her friends were talking to Shalom.
I don't even remember the details of that ridiculousness. But yes. Here's the thing. Gigi feels slighted by everything. Okay. I mean, if someone at Rite Aid doesn't take her, you know, doesn't check her out quickly enough, she will probably turn over several of those. I mean, actually, you know what? That bad example, because I think we would all do that. We would all get mad at Rite Aid. But she just always feels slighted.
Yeah, but you know what? She always kind of is. Like, at least in this situation, she
Yeah, but
was.
She's a monster. Well, she's, like, lovely, and then she's a monster.
Yeah. But they were, like, coming at her hard about Shalom and, like, taking Shalom's side and stuff. And that guy was a pig. That guy was a total awful. Fucking monster pig.
That's true. Yes, he was.
Oh, so then she's like, "Yeah, they're just trying to get a reaction from me, so I'm just giving everyone their space." And Yasmin's like, "Yeah, but you know what? You've got really big things happening in your life. I mean, look at you. You're wearing a t-shirt that says Woosah. So that's that's big. You got to show people your new t-shirt.
Okay. You just subscribed to Disney Plus. Big deal. Big step for you.
A bitch needs to take a commercial break. Bitch be like, time for a commercial. That's so Persian.
For a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though, as we head through the week across all areas. Have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.
So anyway, so she says, Gigi basically says the only person she wants to talk to is Destiny. And she also, she wants to talk to Reza too. She wants to patch things up with Reza because she loves Adam so much. And then we see this flashback from like a day ago and she and Adam are smelling flowers and he's like, "Smell this one." And they just, I like, that's exactly what you would do with Adam. Is smell flowers, which is
but
a perfectly lovely
flowers.
Thing to do.
Let's smell them. I'm going to take a picture of you smelling the flowers. Oh my God, it looks like you've got drugs on your nose.
Like, God, you're learning well. This is just totally something Reza would say. It looks like you have coke on your nose.
Yeah, except Reza would actually sell it to the Inquirer. Adam, I think what's funny to me is not that they were smelling flowers, because I love that shit. I love smelling flowers too. But I think it's that many years ago, we coined the term tame gay because of Adam, because he's like such a tame gay.
Yeah, and, tame gay.
And I just love whenever he does things that are like so tame gay, right? Like, yeah. Today we're going to smell flowers, and then tomorrow I'm going to check in on my butterflies.
Yeah, Adam is definitely a sweater gay, you know? who shows up to like gay pride in like a pink V-neck and like Dockers and then like kind of a pashmina, you know? And then they're like, it could get chilly. You never know. It's like, it's June.
And we're not saying it with any judgment. We're just saying it with a like, we're just sort of.
Maybe I am saying it with judgment. What do you think of that? Yeah. What do you think of that? Maybe I am. I refuse to apologize for saying tame gay.
I don't know why I'm so apologetic today.
You
I don't
are.
Know.
You're having a weird apology day. Stop.
I'm
going to
apologize
trouble?
For every single thing. You know what it is? Because I'm imagining people being like, you are being so hateful to the
Who
gays.
Who cares? We are. We're making fun of tame gays, okay? They're ridiculous.
Well, the thing is this. In my heart of hearts, I am a tame gay. So that's why I feel like, that's why I feel okay to say these things. Because I am a tame gay.
Okay. You can have it. Okay. You can have your tame gay apology.
Yeah, thanks. Because you know what? Because you know who always apologizes? Tame gays.
Yeah, before they call the manager over.
Well, that's the other thing we're learning. Tame gays are never really that tame. Yeah. They're always a little bitchy after all.
Don't be fooled by the sweater and the pashmina, okay? That bitch will cut you. Okay, so they're smelling flowers in the park. And then it cuts back, and Yasmin's like, well, what about, you know, why do you want it? What's this pregnancy thing? What is that about? And Gigi tells us that she's getting IVF. She's trying to get pregnant, and she knows that she's going to have to give up weed when she's pregnant. But until then, and then we get a little montage of Gigi just being high at all times.
Right. Which is the best thing that's happened to her, to be honest. It's weed. Almost put her on a career track.
Yeah,
as opposed
pretty
to
much.
The past where she was not anywhere near a career track.
Yeah, well, don't forget Gigi's hair extensions or whatever.
Sorry.
The clip-on hair that her sister, I think, still runs.
I will apologize wholeheartedly for neglecting Gigi's hair extensions.
Good, I'm glad you got an apology in there.
Yeah, tame gay apology coming through.
That apology was wearing a sweater.
That apology was wearing a sweater and had a track of hair in it. So then we go over to Destiny and Mike. Well, there was like a moment where they like burn something called Esfand, but that's that. So then we then go into a farmer's market where Mike and Destiny are walking around. Destiny has abandoned her storyline from last season, which was she was trying to find her father and she never did. And so that's one of the great mysteries of Bravo. But now she's moving on to shaming Mike, which I think is a much better storyline.
Yeah, Mike is just in full-on Mike mode this season.
Full Mike.
He shows up to shoot at the ginseng booth to get better boners, you know? Yes. And he's wearing a sweatshirt that says, fighter. I'm a fighter, okay? I'm not going to take it anymore because I'm a fighter.
Setbacks he's had in life.
Yeah. So he's like, I do not need this. Thank you. Okay. I'm a Persian. I'll just have a constant tent in the front of my pants. And she's like, yeah, your chandelier will be like, blah, 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 blah. He's like, my penis is always like that for Paulina.
Oh, yeah.
And then we learn about Paulina.
It's the love of his life. Not to be confused with his other love of his life, Morgan, or the other one before that, Jessica. But Paulina.
Or the constant love of his life, pomade. Very strong pomade.
The other love of his life, Jacquard Noir. I was surprised when he walked up behind
really
Destiny.
Tight suit vests.
Yeah.
Really tight suit.
The other love of his life, a hatred for chocolate croissants.
Yeah, so he is, of course, shocker. She's, you know, this is not too bad, actually, for, like, old guys in L.A. She's 28, which is it's an actual adult. I would expect somebody a lot, way, 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 way.
This is like
younger.
The first time in I think years that if you added up the digits in his girlfriend's age, it made it to double digits. Like that's impressive.
28. Oh yeah, yeah. 2 + 8 = 10. That's right.
It's really impressive.
That's 2 digits. That makes it double. Yeah, and she's the first Persian girl he's dated, and she's also the first Persian Jewish girl he's dated. So his mom will be happy.
His mom is finally like, oh God, thank God. Just. She's going to do everything to get these two together.
Yeah. So he's making dinner for her, and he's getting all the stuff at the farmer's market or whatever. And so Destiny's like, well, wait a minute. What do you guys even eat? Because you said she was vegan, but then you were talking about steaks. And he's like, yeah, she was vegan, but she really wants me to be happy. So, oh, wow. There's there's a healthy relationship. Someone who's like, hey, I'm going to start eating meat for you. What the hell?
Mike has also an inflated sense of grandeur, I guess, in regards to his exes. He goes, you go back 15 years and girls I have dated would say I love Mike because I know how to treat them. Like, Destiny just cracks up. She's like, don't say you know how to treat them. He's like, of course I do. She goes, you cheated on your ex-wife.
Yeah, and he's like, look, I fucked up, but I was in a bad relationship. That's totally different. So, okay, I'm glad the apology season's over, where he's like, look, I'm a totally different man now. Now he's like, nope, I'm the same man, and that man was always a good man.
Yeah. No, girls love it when you cheat on them and then talk down to them. They love that.
They love it.
Unsolicited advice, that's a girl's favorite thing. Trust me, bro. Trust me.
So he's like, I'm in a relationship, and it changed my vibe. And she's like, your hoeing vibe. I've spelled it wrong, so I wrote bowing vibe. So I was like, what did I mean to type here? That's why I paused. I was
bowing like, vibe. Like so she goes, your hoeing vibe. He's like, I was never a hoe. I was never, I'm like, Mike, you're I don't know what Persian is for hoe, but that's what you are. That is the definition right there.
Yeah, and he's like, what about you? I've seen your Tinder. And she's like, oh, still not dating. It's like finding a needle in the haystack, and that needle is rusted. Like, what does that mean? That doesn't even make any sense. It's like once you find the needle, you're going to get a horrible disease, you know?
I feel like the proper analogy would be like finding a needle in the haystack and then just settling for hay. Just be like, you know what? I just need hay right now instead.
Yeah. So then they have an argument about, do you saute fresh carrots or golden carrots, or do you just cut them up and put them in salad?
Yeah.
So there you go.
I thought they were perhaps parsnips. I wasn't totally sure, but, Destiny was trying to give some advice and Mike was not listening to her. And then he asks someone else and they say saute and she said saute. And it was this moment of Destiny redemption.
And she's like, how am I single? And Mike's already wifed up. I mean, it's like Groundhog's Day and the Twilight Zone all wrapped into one. Okay, Destiny, you're going to need to work on your diary room sessions, okay? You just had the rusted needle. You can't do them two in one scene like that, okay?
No, you can't. And the reason why Mike is wifed up is he has no standards. That's why.
Yeah. And she doesn't either, this poor Paulina girl. Okay, so then we go over to Adam and Reza in their garden.
We're still landscaping because we're a happy couple who have no problems whatsoever. Honey, is this milkweed over here? And Adam goes, sure is. I saw some monarchs on it the other day. Got two eggs off of it. Diddly diddly ho.
Yeah, so he's collecting the eggs, the monarch eggs, and then putting them into like a little incubator for monarchs, and he's growing butterflies, which is like both, I mean, it's like such a cute, that's so cute.
It's a lovely, potentially not very useful hobby.
Which the monarchs are in real danger.
Are they
by
really?
The way.
Well, then I take it back. Then good for him for saving the monarchs.
Yeah.
But so enough Adam's about like, Meghan Markle, am I right?
Not anymore. speaking about monarchs who commentary. Were like, I'm sick of being a monarch. I'm out of here. Every monarch that Adam keeps, they're probably like, let me out of here. I'm moving to Canada with my hot boyfriend.
I know.
Please get me away from this terrible yard.
Yeah, every monarch is like, please get me out of this house. He makes me watch Hallmark every single day. Please, let me fly free.
Oh, so Adam, they're talking. Adam's like, speaking of kids, MJ's about to pop. And Rez is like, oh, yeah, do you still want to have kids? It's weird that you are not nagging me about children. And then there's a really long pause while Adam just kind of moves dirt around with a weed whacker. Yeah. And he's like,
no.
He's like, you're kidding, right? Second thoughts because of how our relationship has been? And Adam's like,
we're not in the best place. And if we have a baby, then you're going to get stressed real fast. And I'm on the other side of your anger. You know, once the baby snacks a blanket or the baby pukes on your Gucci shoes, then what? It's going to cause friction with you. You know, my career is about, I mean, this, blah, 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 blah.
Damn. Well, I don't blame you for not wanting to have children with Reza. I think that's probably a very adult decision, but you're still going to probably want kids. So move on.
Maybe Adam, you should have thought about this before he sold his dream house in Palm Springs to fund your nagging desire for children, maybe? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, I'm hoping we hear more about that later. That's
yeah,
weird.
That's honestly fucked up. Reza sold that house. Well, at least Reza told us he sold it for Adam. Who knows? Reza probably sold it because he had a debt, and he blames Adam for it. But I'm like, he sold his Palm Springs dream house. Like, he loved that house.
Well, and you think that he, like, just got the pile of money, and then Adam's like, nope, don't want it anymore. Because it's been, like, a year and a half, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had a flashback to the reunion where basically Reza said he wanted a divorce. So that's probably,
yeah, so
that's probably
that.
The source of this. But
we're like, what has been happening in our relationships? Like, cut to them. I want a divorce.
So, yeah, Adam, it seems like Adam is trying to really guilt Reza because he's saying, I don't want to have babies anymore because you won't be able to handle it. And it's almost like he's saying, actually, I do want babies and I want you to grow up. But instead, he's saying the exact opposite.
Yeah, I also want you to be nicer to me. And Reza's like, okay, well, you didn't like my short shorts, and now I'm supposed to be nice to you. So I will go back inside because I'm thoroughly thirsty. I'm getting water and moving back to Iran.
Yeah. So then we go to a new scene, and Reza is walking into a bar with, and he's like wearing these crazy checker pants, of course. And he meets up with Nima. And Nima is, like, all proud. He's, like, pointing at his teeth because he just got new veneers for $25,000. And he's like, honestly, I love it. It is the best investment I've made in my entire life.
Did he say $25,000? Because that's hilarious.
It was on the screen. I think it was $25,000. Maybe it was $2,500. It could have been $2,500.
Oh my god!
It was
gosh.
A lot.
25,000. Look at
they
these.
So Nima was at our Golden Crappies, and I was like, those veneers are so intense. But I was like, I'm not going to say anything because it's, you know, he was a guest. But now that he's addressing it, those veneers were intense. Whoa.
Oh, I just thought that he had like super like freshly bleached teeth.
No, those were like, bring, like it was like you need like some sunglasses around those things.
Yeah. People were posting the Ross from Friends picture all over the internet today. It was hilarious.
Really?
When Ross got his teeth bleached.
Oh my god. That is hilarious.
See him in the black light.
But he's happy. He loves it. That's exactly how he wanted it. And so he's like super psyched, and he's like feeling more in touch with his Persian roots. He's even wearing his gold chain still. So he's all happy.
Yeah, and Reza's like, wow, you went from like 6% Persian to like 100, bro. It's that thing where Reza's just buttering people up because it's the beginning of the season. But if you doubt what a horrid person Reza is, just look at his outfit, okay? Good people don't dress like that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now. There is not a good person walking around in fucking Gucci patterned jogging pants.
Nope. That is a fact.
Not. If anybody would like to prove me wrong, please send me pictures, okay?
Yes. I fully co-sign that.
Thank you. So Nima's like, so married life? Congrats. Congrats on married life. And then we see one day earlier, Adam bitching him out.
Well, if you would stop yelling at the dogs for falling on the blanket.
Well, I have decided to channel all my desire for babies into monarch butterflies. So I'm fully happy and content. These butterflies will be a perfect substitute for rearing a child for the rest of my life. Yes.
So Nima's like, thank you, buddy. Love you. Love you, buddy. Reza's like, love you, too. I can't stop focusing on your teeth. Oh, I lost 50 pounds. Wait, hashtag bitch lost 50 pounds. Hashtag gold. Hashtag Reza be like. Is that one
He's
of
like,
them?
I feel like amazing. I mean, like, between your crazy teeth and me, bitch, losing 50 pounds. I mean, call me Benjamin Buttons, bitch. Nima's like, I don't want to call you that.
So let's see. Nima's like, well, fat Nima puts fat Reza to shame. And then we get pictures of Nima being overweight. And then we get pictures of him now that he's all thin, like making an effort and putting gel in his hair and brushing his teeth and dropping like a half of a container of baby powder down the front of his shorts.
Yeah. So they start talking about Nima dating, and then it segues into talking about Mike. And Reza's basically like, well, I mean, let me explain. Paulina's rich, and her ex is rich, so Mike pretty much just has access to lots of money. It's like, perfect. Mike won the Persian girlfriend lottery.
child support, alimony, family money. He wins.
And in return, Paulina gets a lifetime supply of tiny gold baby shoes.
Yeah. So then, speaking of, let's go to Mike's house. He's like, yeah. Look at me. I'm putting water in a pot. Look at that.
Yeah. He goes, my life has completely changed from a year ago. I'm like... I'm like, has it really? And then he picks up a pair of tongs. And he goes, oh, I saw them use this on Top Chef. I'm like, it's tongs. Yeah. It's like saying, like, oh, forks. I saw Julia Child once use a fork. I'm going to use a fork too.
Yeah, I've totally grown. I have tongs now. So Paulina yeah. comes over and we get to check out this Paulina. And he's like, you know, I'm 40, I'm single, and I want a family, and I found the person who's going to give me all the things I want in life. And then she comes in, and you know this relationship is just a heap of crap because of how they talk to each other. She's yes. like, hi, sexy. He's like, oh my God, hello, gorgeous, I love you so much. She's like, love you, love the food. Oh, I love you, I love the way your eyes sparkle over the spaghetti. Oh yeah, you're so strong, you're so beautiful, you're so gorgeous. Ah, you two are trying really, really hard.
Yeah, way too hard. And I like Mike. You know, Mike serves up this little meal, which is supposedly vegan, but I would not put it past Mike to totally have, like, egg noodles in that spaghetti. But he, like, leave it to him. He's 40 years old. He's so proud that he's 40 now, and he's, like, serving the sort of dish you make when you're 22, and you just moved to a new city. Oh, here's some iceberg lettuce with, like, a few, like, tomatoes in it, and some Hidden Valley Ranch, and some very basic pasta that actually doesn't look like it even has any sauce on it.
Yeah, and look, if you're dating a man, and he's going to put you on national TV, and the first thing he does to you is force you to eat spaghetti on TV... Dump yeah. him. He does not have your best interests at heart. Okay. No one looks good eating spaghetti. Nobody.
No, and on top of that, he tries to be romantic. He takes some spaghetti. He's like, here, try this, try this. So instead of he takes it, instead of sort of like dangling it like a long strand into her mouth, you know, sort of like sexily draping it into her onto her tongue, he takes the spaghetti and he bunches it up into like a ball. It looks like a scrunchie or like a shower loofah thing, and he just like plops it into her mouth. I was like, gee, that was real romantic, Mike.
Yeah. And she's like, how have I never met you before? I don't know, more coke and bathroom stalls. Like, what do you want me to tell you?
I know. Jeez. I know. Do you pee before you leave the house? Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, because you were so young and you were married, and when I was young, I was a Playboy rock star. And here we go. Let's separate and pretend that history was like 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
And he's just even not. It was last year.
It was literally last season. You were dating like an 18-year-old porcelain doll. Okay. It was not long ago.
Yeah. And she's like, well, hearing that you cheated on someone, I would think, no, you don't deserve a second chance. But the way you adore my children, that's when I'm like, you know what? He's a cheater and there's children involved. I'm marrying this man. It's like, you're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot, lady. Okay.
Can we? She is an idiot and she's desperate. And I don't know why she's desperate. Normally I would say, well, she just really wants to have kids, but she already has three kids. But. Can we also talk about just how cheesy he is? First of all, he keeps saying, you know, I would always hear that when you know, but guess what? Now I know for the third time. I know for sure. She's my soulmate. And then she opens up the fridge to get something, some hot sauce. And she goes, wow, so empty. And he goes, the fridge is empty, but my heart is full.
God.
Please, Mike. I think it's more of a metaphor about the future you guys have together.
Yeah,
big empty fridge.
Yeah, your fridge probably is a lot like your heart.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's just a bunch of to-go shit filled.
Yes. really bothered me.
Yeah. So Gigi now... goes to meet Destiny for lunch, and she's wearing a jumpsuit that she stole straight off the rack of Dennis's closet from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
100%. It's like color blocked. And
it's even his colors.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like purple and yellow? And it's all the Dennis colors.
It was purple, combined. Yellow, and green. It's basically Mardi Gras.
It's Mardi Gras. Yeah. I was wondering if I was just seeing that in my memory now because we just saw New Orleans and had so much fun. I'm like, am I just seeing those colors and everything now? Because Candy was painting the bedroom purple and yellow. And I was like, You were a green away from Mardi Gras. I think the world is just like, hey, remember when you went to New Orleans? And we're like, yeah, because it was like yesterday. So thanks.
Yeah.
world.
I think so. So Gigi's in her car, and she's also honking aggressively at everyone, and she's just being a terror as usual. And then she gets to a restaurant that is like full of basically us. It's just gay people eating and just probably ordering extra food because they've seen that there's a lighting rig set up and that there's going to be a reality TV shoot. So they're just waiting around for drama to happen, which is me.
And Gigi goes in and orders everything in that baby voice that she does. Which is so weird. Yeah. She's like, can I get a couple of orders out of the way? I want onion rings, pizza, french fries. She just like keeps ordering all this shit. And she's like, hormones, it's hormones.
Like, you're all stoned. Right. You're stoned. She's like, I'm hungry all the time now. I'm like, yeah, because you're stoned all the time. Simple concepts.
Destiny comes, and Destiny's like, oh, I don't know if I can eat any of that. She's like, oh, I didn't order any of this for you. Yeah. Don't worry about it. So already she's putting Destiny on the defensive, right? It's like someone who's like, I only can eat salad with salmon on it. And you're like, pizza, french fries, a chocolate sundae would be great over here. You know what? Could you just put a tortilla on my head? I want it head to toe. Tortilla. Carbs.
Just waving that slice of pizza right in Destiny's face.
Yeah.
So they start talking, and Gigi is saying how she and Destiny have a different friendship, and you know, she didn't disconnect her, and like she's sorry that there was a tiff at the reunion, but then Destiny threw out the friendship and yada yada yada.
Yeah, you mean the tiff where you screamed at her for no reason?
Yeah,
exactly. When you screamed at her for trying to come in and help you.
So
she's like, oh, so but that's the cause of you wanting to stop being friends. You're just like, okay, that's it. I'm just done with her. And Destiny nods, and she goes, oh, wow, so that was your turning point? She starts getting pissed. And so Destiny's like, yes, I mean, my God, I was baffled. And Gigi goes, because I had an opinion? She goes, it's your delivery. And then Gigi goes, why are you yelling right now? Why are you yelling?
Yeah. That's also what Kelly Dodd does when she fights with people. Why are you yelling right now? So Gigi's doing. So Destiny's getting all mad, and then a garden salad arrives. There's like a tense garden salad delivery, and now Gigi starts to yell, and she's like, rah, 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 and Destiny is like, see now, because Destiny goes, I'm yelling because that's just who I am. It's not you. This is just how I talk. And so then Gigi starts yelling, and Destiny's like, well, no, see, now you're yelling, and now all of a sudden it's okay for you to yell, whatever. Like, see, you just turn it on. And Gigi goes, when do I just turn it on? And then we just see a montage of 8 years of Gigi going absolutely berserk.
And not only going berserk, but with weapons. They're like, okay, put every clip where she's like throwing Adam's face into the roses. Or
I know, I love the Adam Rose.
She picks up a knife to threaten somebody. Or she's practicing practicing at the gun range.
What a lovely arc that they've had, that they went from her, her like punching Adam in the face with a rose to then them smelling flowers together in a flashback. Isn't that a lovely arc?
Oh, isn't it? And both times she left looking like she had coke all over her nose. I mean, this world is crazy.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So then apparently there was an incident because they had an incident at, quote unquote, the fair. I don't know what it was. But like, remember the fair? Remember what happened at the fair?
Mm-hmm. LA County Fair is the only one I know.
But it could have been the Orange County Fair, too.
Ooh, trumped. I just got OC trumped.
If you see Gigi at your local fair, just leave. Run away. It's not going to end well.
Yeah, run from the fair, for sure. Yeah. So Gigi's like, do not fucking lie. And she's like pointing her finger in her face, and she's standing up now and yelling down because she's... You were about to say, sorry, we went off. But Destiny's like, no, remember there was that time at the fair and you put your hand on my face and said I better back up? And she's like, that is a lie. That is a lie. And gets up and puts her finger in her face. And she goes, I would never raise my hand to a best friend. Never. While her hand is literally raised and her finger is in her face.
Yeah. And then all the gays, a.k.a. all of me and Ronnie's, are sitting there just like... smiling and like looking at each other like, I don't know who you are, but we're all loving this, right? We're bonded for life, right? This is amazing, right?
Yeah. Loved it. And so Gigi storms out, and it says Gigi has left the building with a marijuana cigarette. And then she comes back in all calm. She's like, I just needed a minute.
Yeah. And Destiny debuts her new tagline, which is going voy 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 voy.
She's like, listen, I don't want to fight with you. But just where do we, like, what are we going to do here? Because Gigi's like down on her hands and knees now. She's like,
yes.
I just want to understand what to do. What to do.
And she's like, and also, like, can I get up? Because I have arthritis. She's like, yeah. Reverse voy. Get up. Listen. I love you. Da, 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 da. And that was so cute. Bitch, you got down on your knees. Okay, let's be friendly. Come on.
Yeah. So then back at Reza and Adams, decorating for the party, they've hired She.
Yeah.
Mr. Kevin to come in and do their party.
And Adam is just stalking around with a vacuum cleaner, just looking pissed off. He's like, why do I have to always vacuum around here? I'd rather be out with my butterflies. Butterflies vacuum better than I do. Why do we have to do this, Reza? You know, he's all crabby. Yeah.
And Reza's like, I am like Annette Bening from American Beauty. I will sell this house. Unfortunately, yeah. Adam's a loser. And then they cut to Adam like, I don't know how to wipe something down.
And just make him look as useless as possible.
And Reza, the perfect husband, comes over and goes, do you want a beer? And he's like, I don't even drink beer. He's like, okay, bye. Don't worry, everything will be good in the hood.
Yeah, and Adam just standing there with the vacuum cleaner the way I did when I was a kid and assigned a chore. Like, Mom. So then
Monarch butterflies, make me happy.
Spread your wings and begin to fly. Yeah, when I have my butterfly. Mm-hmm. So so then Dustin shows up and she's made cocktails. And then we see that Kevin Lee, like, the backyard looks good now because Kevin Lee had the good sense to come in and, like, lay down some astroturf. Because we see a flashback of Kevin looking at the backyard. He goes, oh, it looks terrible.
He's like, oh, no.
Kevin Lee is mortified that he had to go all the way out to the valley. He's like, I do Lisa Vanderpump tennis courts, okay? I am not going to the valley. Fine, I'll do it because it's TV.
Well, yeah, and he's a working boy. He'll take that money. He'll take those thousands of dollars wherever you can get them.
Yeah.
So he shows up, and Destiny's like, oh, my God, there's so much dirt out here. Nobody warned me. Disgusting. You know, so that's like the running thing that everybody has to walk through the dirt of their front yard to get to their backyard.
Yeah. So Destiny has made this this special martini. I forget what she called it, but it was, I guess, based off of a classic Persian salad. And it's a very tart martini because Reza loves a tart martini. So she's like, here, Adam, you want to try the martini? And Adam takes a sip. He's like, it's too tart for me. Of course she's it like, is, Adam.
She's like, well, Reza loves that tart shit. And he's like, he just doesn't like a tart attitude. She's like, stop. She's like, can't even look at Adam without feeling guilty.
3 days earlier.
He's like, dun, dun, dun.
What was the gay's name? Because I'm terrible and just wrote the gay. Is it Ali?
Ali. Or Ali? Ali? Ali?
Ali. Ali. So, because I don't think they pronounce it like Ali, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's Ali.
Yeah. Ali. So, Ali. 3 days earlier, he's like, I was getting all these text messages from Adam to the point of sexual harassment. You want to see him? She's like, oh my God, is that his ding-a-ling?
Yeah, I guess Adam sent a dick pic. I'm not sure.
Yeah, apparently. And she's like, was he trying to get at you? And he's like, I don't know, girl. And then she's like, how do you tell somebody you have shitty ass information about their relationship? It's like, I don't know. You already set up a scene to shoot with him, so.
Yeah, I guess you just serve him enough tart martinis until he spills the beans.
Yeah.
And I want another tart martini. Then tell me everything. No! Another tart martini, fine.
I always kind of blame the person who gets the information on Bravo. Like, I shoot the messenger. I'm like, well, you set up a scene to shoot with Ali. Like, come on.
And by the way, an important detail
is that... Stop pretending you're so innocent here.
And an important detail is that Ali is a friend of MJ's. And I think that will probably be important down the line in understanding how Reza and MJ have their huge falling out.
Oh, okay. So then we go back to Reza. Reza comes up to Adam at the party. He's like, honey, you look drunk. Why won't you kiss me? And Adam refuses to give him a kiss. I'm like, that does make Adam look bad, but you just came up and said in front of everybody that he looks drunk. Like, is that a compliment? Okay. After trying to offer him beer.
Yeah, seriously. So then more people start to arrive. Nima's there. Their friend Tehran is there. And then Mona and Shervin show up, which is exciting.
And then we have our new, we have a new girl, Sarah. So I think she's like the new cast member. I don't know if she's a full-time cast member or if she is a friend of. But she walks in and Rez is like, oh my God, oh my God. Sarah is a hot little Persian bitch. Like, I would say a bitch lost 50 pounds, but she didn't. She's already 50 pounds. I lost 50 pounds though, Benjamin fucking Buttons, motherfucker.
I lost to Sarah, motherfuckers. She's got an MBA and a Mercedes-Benz. She doesn't have a lot of Persian friends, so I was like, baby, I got you. I was like,
what she lacks in a personality, she has in money.
Yeah, she drives. She drives her personality. But also, here's another Lily Galici situation.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. Oh, smart, accomplished woman who you're claiming is one of your best little friends.
Yeah,
you will drag through the mud by their ankles in a year.
Yeah. So Mike and Paulina show up, and so they walk through the house, and Mike had sent over an enormous, oversized, annoyingly sized bouquet, the kind of thing that like is at home at like maybe a wedding ceremony, but like in a house, it's like too much. And he's all mad because the florist didn't send the card that goes with it. And so basically he's mad because he's just not getting credit for the big flowers.
Yeah. And he's such an idiot because we just learned in Nola, in old Nola at the cemetery, that the reason there's flowers everywhere is because people stink. It's like, do you know why they have flowers at weddings? Because people all stank. They couldn't take baths. And so That's what I see when I see a wall of flowers. I was like, oh, that's kind of an insult.
Yeah.
Send somebody that to their housewarming. Like, your house stinks.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So Mike is like, he's fussing around this bouquet. He fusses around it like the rest of the episode. Every time they cut to Mike, I feel like he's like back inside around the bouquet, digging inside of it, trying to find the card. I mean, he's like rotating the thing. He's poking inside. His head is in it. Like, Mike, there is no card. Just
part of me is wondering if he's making sure there's not a card, so when he takes credit for sending those flowers, somebody else doesn't catch him, you know?
Very possible. It's like Sherman's so flowers. Know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Sherman sent them and we'll never even mention it again.
Sherman's like, hey, I sent over some flowers. You like the flowers? No, bro, those are my flowers. Flower fight. I'll be into it.
So then Reza's like, I love Paulina. She dresses impeccably. She has great jewelry. Look at that. It's a Gucci Mambo. Look at that. It's a Hoochie Coochie. And I'm like, I don't know all the brands he's saying, but I was like, yeah, that's the way to Reza's heart. It's like, look, I have a lot of money. He's like, wow, best friend.
Yeah. So then Gigi shows up and she has an alpaca balloon. So you know what? Honestly, I like the alpaca balloon more than that $250 bouquet that Mike got. It probably was even more. It was a huge, like just an alpaca balloon. That's all I need. If anyone's ever wondering, if anyone ever wants to send me a floral arrangement, don't get me something giant. Give me an alpaca balloon. I'll be
Alpacas
happy.
Are huge right now, guys. So.
They're so in.
Jade is very on alpaca trend, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, Machu Picchu. So, so Gigi arrives with this alpaca balloon and a succulent, and it's like her olive branch. And so she sees Reza, and everything's like nice. There's like, oh, thank you so much for this super, super tacky vessel for these succulents. It will fit in perfectly here. And everything seems nice. And they walk into the backyard, and Sherman's like, oh, hey, Gigi. And she's like, I'm leaving. Turns to leave.
Yeah, so she's furious with him because he was acting like he was so helpful with her wusa business. But then she starts hearing that Sherman is getting involved in the CBD space, and she feels betrayed. I mean, come on. It's like everybody selling CBD.
I know.
Right?
Yeah,
I don't think you're allowed to get mad about that.
Yeah, also, especially since you've done nothing with your business. Like, literally nothing.
Has she done? I'm going to look it up.
I'm assuming she's done nothing. The point is, everyone's doing CBD, and like, you guys can both be in CBD. I mean, I can understand being a little annoyed, to be honest. I don't think it's the worst offense in the world. I don't think I would leave a party because of it, but I would definitely be annoyed.
Well, isn't he an investor? Isn't that what he does?
Yeah, so maybe she's annoyed that he didn't invest in her company. I wonder why he wouldn't after her wonderful performance at the Brand Summit.
I'm on her website now, wusa.com, and it's her just smoking up. It's like close-up of Gigi smoking, close-up of Gigi holding weed, close-up of Gigi taking off sunglasses. Ooh.
Well, so either way, Gigi wants to leave, and Reza begs her to stay because he wants to be back in a good place. And now it is like the ceremonial, I'm going to be nice to Gigi speech that happens every other season. So we get Reza saying,
listen, I still love you. I still want the best for you. I know that we're like not talking right now, but you're like family. Like, you know, like I do a lot better when you're more present in my life than when you're more like of a roundaway friend. So like, I mean, if a bitch loses 50 pounds in a forest and there's no Gigi to see it, did a bitch ever really lose 50 pounds? I ask you that.
And she's like, yeah, we don't get along because we're the same. You know, we lose our temper and then we act like assholes to each other. So how about instead of doing that, we team up and use our negative energy against everybody else? And he's like, well, I'd like to think I have more sugar in me and it's only from fruits now because they're natural, but still. And she's like, no, you're evil too, okay? It's like the Bloods and the Crips joining up. Let's join up. And he's like, oh my God. She says some song lyrics.
Well, no, she says it's like the Bloods and the Crips uniting for Nipsey Hussle. She goes, let's be
that. You did not just go on Nipsey.
Yeah, I'm like, please don't bring Nipsey Hussle into this. This is not the same.
Yeah. So then Nima and Paulina are talking, and he's like, oh, can I see your tats? I see you like tattoos. And she's like, well, I have one on the side that I try to cover. I was like, how are you trying to cover that? You're wearing like, and beautiful, by the way, but she's wearing like a dress that's like totally cut on the side so that her tattoo shows. Please.
So she is very eager to get a wedding date tattoo. And she says, which is, by the way, very Sheena. Paulina's giving us, like, Persian Sheena at the moment because she's like, well, I really want to have, like, a wedding day tattoo, and, like, and we're going to get married within, like, the next year. And so we'll be, like, very excited, and we're going to have a little child named Madison Marie Mike Shoehead Parks. So Falada, I should say. She is, like, super aggressive about getting married, and she's like, it's us two till death. This is the man I want to spend the rest of my life with. And Shervin just goes, that's amazing.
Like, yeah,
good luck with that.
And they're like, cheers. It's like this awkward cheers because she's like, it's just us until death.
Mm-hmm. Great, sounds great.
So then Gigi is standing at the bar with Nima, and she just sees him coming and starts cracking up at his teeth.
Yeah. And Nima's like, yeah, we've gone from being friends with benefits to now we're just kind of like friends who brunch. I mean, that's called French, by the way. I trademarked it, and we're going to make a new brand celebrating French. So keep an eye out for that at the next summit.
But they're not even, they never even did hook up. So he's like, we were friends who could have had a lot of sex, and now we're friends who could go to brunch. It's like, that's not French. Potential. That's like a, the coulda.
That's like that's like coulda, anyone you meet in L.A. We could have brunch.
I could have been.
Could have brunch.
Could have brunch.
So then the party, then it turns into charades, and which is weird because this is not the sort of party where you'd think there'd be charades because everyone's dressed nicely. And Destiny is doing some charade of a pogo stick, and in the background you see Kevin Lee, and he just looks so befuddled and disgusted. Like, did I really lower my standards to this? Did I really do party planning for charades party where someone's acting out a pogo stick and no one can get it?
Totally. And Gigi gets mad that Shervin guesses it. She's like, no fair, no fair.
You stole that guess from me.
So then the answers are what you think they are. It's like pogo stick, orgasm, booty call. Like, wow, yeah. You guys really thought these through. So Mike is inside looking at those flowers again. And he's like, I insisted on a card, and there's no card. And Destiny's like, listen, something was brought to me, and I just need to bring it up with Reza. The other day, Ali said there was a board game night, and it was Strip Jenga. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
We get another clip of Ali tattletaling or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, outside, you see poor, innocent Reza, who's oblivious to all this happening. And he's just going, Paulina, Paulina. Paulina, bitch makes a good charade.
And Shervin's like, let me guess, orgasm.
Yay, you got it.
So wait, Mike's like,
let me guess one. Okay, she's moving her hands around. She's putting something. Wedding date. Wedding date. Is it wedding date? Sure is.
You're going to murder him if he ever strays? Okay, got it. She's holding a knife and killing a short person.
So then Mike is like, well, listen, Destiny, if you were dating a guy and he had girls over, when you were gone, he played strip poker with them, what would you think? She's like, I'd cut his dick off. At this point, I just thought it was funny that she has so many words for dick in this episode. She it's said, true. Like, dick, dingling, duel, Zumbaloo, which I forgot the name. But I was like, man, she's like just whipping out all the dick words today.
You know what I say about that? Because she does say that. Because Adam walks in. He's like, just going to check in on the monarchs.
They say that in Zelda, don't they? Aren't they like, oh, voy?
Oh, yeah. There's one guy who says voy.
Yeah, I think so. Mike is like, so like Adam comes, guy, Adam passes right by them talking shit about him. He's like, hi, because his friend's over. And Reza comes in and he's like, Reza, let's go to the front. Let's go to the dirty yard still. And he's like, what is wrong? What could ever be wrong?
Okay, Reza, you're like a brother to me. And so even though I just learned this gossip, I'm going to tell it to you now because you know, women can't be trusted to tell gossip, so I will tell you the gossip as if it were my own to tell you.
Cool.
Voy. Supposedly, Ali has been getting weird text messages from Adam with a sexual undertone.
I was like, it's a dick pic. That is not a sexual undertone.
That's okay. Like a sexual tone at best, overtone.
Yeah.
At most. Okay, I'm messing up my words. The point is, but then Mike goes, I told her he texts me the same sort of shit, but he's funny like that. I was like, wait, what? Adam sex with Mike?
I think it's just like they're probably fucking with each other. Because when he walked in, Mike was grabbing Adam's ass and stuff, you know? So he's probably like, we joke like that all the time together. Maybe that's what Ollie was saying. Like, you know, there's no reason to freak out. And Destiny's like, yeah, but he had people over to play Jenga. And they were naked, Reza. Naked! He's like, okay. Reza's trying to do that thing where he's like, I'm not gonna cry right now. Hashtag bitch be wanting to cry right now.
I thought he was oddly calm. And I feel like Reza, when someone says something about Reza, like the time when Gigi said that she had a sex tape about Reza, and he was like, bitch doesn't have a sex tape about me. Maybe she confused me with someone else because bitch lost 50 pounds and I'm unrecognizable now. But now he's like, oh, that is okay. I will ask Adam and I will find out. Everything is okay. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I think he's either thinking he's going to kick Ali's ass, right?
Because yeah, he's trying to figure out
that's tattletaling.
Yeah.
Or how is he going to sell this to the public now that it's on TV? Like, what the fuck does Reza care? You know, he's probably like, who cares? But how am I going to sell this? You know, do I have to fight with Adam again? I just planned this whole season, you know? Like, what do I do now? Who knows? Time will tell. And Mike's like, you okay? You get it? We had to tell you because you're our friend. And that's what we do. We ruin each other's lives on camera. So maybe it's nothing. And Reza's like, no, you should always tell me and let me decide. And Mike's like, yeah, well, be sure to approach him from a place of yo, okay? And remember, I'm assuming that was love. And remember, Destiny told him, not me. And they all start laughing.
Yeah, I'm like, And Destiny literally goes, voy. And then
Destiny
goes,
like trying to cry, right? She's like, oh, I might have ruined the relationship. Who wants to be a part of that? I'm like, well, it's like your third scene about it, so... You.
She's like, they work so hard for a marriage, and I have to be the messenger that fucks that marriage up. I'm like, have they worked so hard for the marriage? I mean, they mowed a lawn ineffectively.
Yeah, I mean, weed whackers. Then everybody's gone, and Adam wanders over to Reza, who's doing that like, I'm not even going to say hello to you. I'm going to be on my phone. So then Adam joins him on the couch and just kind of looks at him, and like, now what, you know?
Yeah.
And Reza's like, were you playing strip Jenga here or at some other place? And Adam's face, poor Adam.
Sour martini face.
Yeah, Adam looks like he's been the president of America for the past, because they always say being the president ages you, you know, 20 years or something. And poor Adam just looks like, oh my God, I'm exhausted.
I know. It goes, to be continued.
A dong, team game, dong, not so dong. Tame.
All the butterflies have like their hands over their mouths. Like, not Adam.
Adam's like, can we talk about this once I put on a sweater?
Can we not discuss this in front of the butterflies?
And that brings us to the end of some Shaw's of Sunset, eh?
Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to be back with a double Below Deck day. We're going to have Below Deck Reunion and Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Hashtag below Deck Sailing. That's what the official hashtag is. In case anyone was wondering, because I asked on our Instagram what the hashtag is, but it is officially Below Deck Sailing. We're going to be back with that, and we have a new city that we're announcing tomorrow, so stay tuned, and have a wonderful evening, everyone.
Bye!
Bye!
Stay warm for a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler, though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind, and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.